And welcome, everybody, to another edition of When Worlds Collide. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, an American Free Press writer. I've written for that paper for a few years now. This show started in May of this year. It's been a good time, and we do this every Tuesday, usually live. In a few minutes, we're going to have Mr. Kevin Barrett, yet another congressional candidate who seems to have his head screwed on straight. We don't see that very much these days. Last week, we had Mr. Mike Hargadin, who's one of four Maryland congressional candidates who are running on a constitutional and more or less Ron Paul basis, and that's in four out of the eight districts in Maryland. Maryland may be unique in that regard. Today we'll have Kevin Barrett of Wisconsin, who is in a unique position. He's running for Congress on the Libertarian ticket, but get this, there's actually a Libertarian primary. He has an opponent in his own party, and he needs to get the possible nomination. And we'll be talking to Kevin in just a few minutes. You know, Congress, ladies and gentlemen, is a really important thing to focus on. It's the one branch of government that's actually supposed to be somewhat stronger than the other two. But we don't live that way, do we? We live in a nation where the judiciary, and especially the executive branch, reigns supreme. We don't have the Congress we're supposed to have. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do, and it does do things that it's not supposed to do. And that is perhaps the crux of the problem. We talk about presidential candidates and the presidency as if we want one man or possibly even woman to come in there and save us all. Now, that's kind of a crazy concept when you think about it. Ron Paul himself doesn't have a lot of comfort with that. He kind of said off and on that it really wasn't about him, it was about the country. At least he had the right attitude. But we shouldn't be in a state of mind where we think that merely by putting the right person in one office that all our problems will disappear and freedom will blossom. It's really kind of naive to think that way. We don't want to be in a country where one person has that kind of power or that kind of influence. Congress is really where it counts, and ultimately that's the people's house, and that's where we need to get our house in order. The presidency, of course, has its importance, and sure, it'd be great to have a Chuck Baldwin or a Ron Paul or someone like that in there, and they could do a lot of good. There was also Howard Phillips, Constitution Party / U.S. Taxpayers Party not so long ago, the same party that Chuck Baldwin is in. But the presidency is just one person every four, or it seems now, every 8 years. And we need to focus on Congress. And with Mr. Kevin Barrett, and like last week with Mr. Mike Hargadin, and in future broadcasts on here, I'll be having lots of congressional candidates whenever I can to talk about not just what interests them personally, but the importance of Congress itself. And as I always like to do, I need to make a few announcements, of course, to call into this show anytime today. Our guest will be with us for the full 2 hours, I'm told. And the phone number for calling in for comments and questions is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And so in just a few minutes after this break, we'll bring our guest on. Stay tuned here on RBN. This is Mark with When Worlds Collide. We'll be right back.
There we go. We can make
it right for the better. Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life change fat burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy, lose weight, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at getthetea.com. Get energy, lose weight, getthetea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
And we now return to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, and our guest today is Mr. Kevin Barrett, and he's running for U.S. Congress in Wisconsin on the Libertarian ticket. I think he finds himself in a somewhat unusual position of being in a Libertarian primary, and we're going to hear what he's about, what his ideas are, what his concerns are, right here, right now. Kevin, you with us?
I sure am, Mark. It's great to be with you.
It really is, and we'll go the full 2 hours today, if possible. That would be great. And there's so much to talk about. I know that you have a lot of different interests and a lot of insights and concerns, some of which are not strictly traditional libertarian, but that could be a good thing. We need a lot of flexibility these days, and we need to avoid getting into mindsets where we're mistaken about the world we live in. And I have to do that constantly as a writer to make sure I'm not falling into some dogma or some area of belief where I'm not on target. At any rate, give us this quick rundown, the district in Wisconsin that you're running in.
I'm running in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, Mark, and that's the Western District. It pretty much is the southwestern corner, the big southwestern corner of the state of Wisconsin. It coincides with the so-called driftless zone, where the glaciers have never come. Several times glaciers have gone around us and squashed Illinois down south of us, but they've never hit this part of the state.
Now, how many congressional districts does Wisconsin have?
That's a good question. What is it, like 6 or something? I'm not even sure. I'm not running in the other
population,
one.
That sounds about right, because there's quite a bit of wilderness there, actually. And so, anyway, tell us a little bit about yourself. Some are familiar with you, some aren't, no doubt. And I believe you've been a professor at the local university there, and you have a Ph.D., correct?
I sure do.
And what is that? Give us a little background.
Well, I've been a language and literature guy most of my life, and I've taught French and English as well as Arabic. And my PhD is in the African Languages and Literature Department. My language was Arabic, so I'm really more of an Arabist and Islamic studies person with a wide background in French, English, and third world literature.
interesting. And your interest in politics, have you ever run for like a county, a state, a city council? Have you ever run for public office before?
Well, no, Mark. I've never been disgusted enough to feel like I had to do it before.
Yes, I feel your pain to a point. Having run for office once myself in 96, state representative, 78th District, Michigan. And it is a tough thing to do. I ran in a Republican primary, and I know a little bit about this whole thing, but U.S. Congress, of course, is a bigger kahuna here. Who's the incumbent that you're running against?
His name is Ron Kind, and he's a pro-war, mealy-mouthed Democrat who has done absolutely nothing to stop the Bush regime's assaults on the Constitution and on our liberties. He's been totally on board with the whole bogus war on terror program. He supported the Patriot Act 1 and 2. He supported the Thought Crime Bill, H.R. 1955. He supported all of these horrific bills that have just destroyed our freedom. And then when he's asked why he always votes for the war, of course the Democrats here don't like that too much, he always says, well, I'm really just voting to give our troops the weapons that they need to defend themselves. What a crock. I mean, you know, these votes are funding the war means, are we keeping them over there or are we bringing them home? I mean, nobody's voting to, you know, keep them over there and not give them anything to defend themselves. I mean, what a crock of BS. And you know, he has the gall to keep repeating that over and over. And so far, the media hasn't really questioned him on it, but, I certainly will be questioning him on it, including when we meet face to face in a debate. He's agreed to debate me, and, he's gonna regret that he made that agreement.
Interesting. Let's get the time, date, and location of that debate. Where's that?
Well, I wish I had it for you. He hasn't been willing to schedule anything yet, but I'll let you know as soon as he does. I think he's trying to stall till after the Libertarian primary. I'm actually in a Libertarian primary election coming up on September 9th.
September 9th?
Yeah.
September 9th is the Libertarian primary. I'll be glad to do what I can, and when that debate is known, even if you're not my guest at a given time, I certainly don't mind plugging that.
Well, you know, you can plug the debate that I'm having with Ben Olson, my Libertarian challenger. That's happening this Sunday in the Wisconsin Dells, which is a destination that people come to from all over the world for their vacations. We're going to have it on a riverboat. I mean, how all-American can you get? We're going to take off at, I think, what is it, 6:30 or 7 p.m. or something like that. You better check the date. I should check the time on Sunday night in the upper Wisconsin Dells, and then we'll have a two-hour debate as the riverboat cruises around on the upper Wisconsin Dells. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's better than the back of a train, in my estimation.
There you go. And if people are interested in actually coming to that, it's free. There's a cash bar, but admission is free. There may be some free snacks even. And if you're interested, just contact me by way of my website, which is barrettforcongress.us.
And that's
B-A-R-R-E-T-T.
E-double-T for Congress.us.
That's right.
Okay, that's Barrett for Congress, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, BarrettForCongress.us, ladies and gentlemen. To look up more about today's guest, Kevin Barrett, running for 3rd District U.S. Congress on the Libertarian ticket, has the Libertarian primary September 9th, but the debate with his Libertarian opponent is this coming Sunday. What's the date of this coming Sunday?
Well, I guess I have to look it up, too, just like you. What is this Sunday?
This past Sunday was the
like Sunday, the 24th, I believe, isn't it?
No.
No?
Should be the 26th.
26th? Huh.
Yeah,
okay, Mike.
Sunday was the 17th plus, wait a minute, no, you were correct, 24th.
Yeah, Sunday, August 24th in
right.
Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin.
Very interesting. We'll talk about that more a little bit later. Now, once again, your Libertarian, your opponent's name is what now?
His name is Ben Olson.
Ben Olson.
He seems like a good guy. I probably agree with him on most issues, but I really think I'm a much stronger candidate. I can appeal to all sorts of voters across the political spectrum, I think, far more than he can.
I believe you had told me in a preliminary discussion for today's show that, as I mentioned a couple minutes ago, that you're a libertarian in a number of ways, but not a doctrinaire one. and that you have some views that, as you just said, might spread out across a little wider spectrum. Name maybe a couple areas where you think you wander outside the traditional libertarian ideology and have a little bit broader or at least different views.
Well, I think the most important one, Mark, is that I strongly support antitrust enforcement. I think that we need to have the Justice Department's antitrust division. It should be probably the most active part of the government. It should be busting up gigantic monopolies. We're not supposed to allow monopolies. Our free enterprise system depends on free competition. If there's no free competition, what you've got is a cartel, which is really just like a government. And our media right now is owned by five huge corporations that have colluded to lie nonstop to the American people. They've colluded treasonously to cover up the truth about 9/11 and the truth about why the Bush administration launched its criminal Nazi-style invasion of Iraq. So the media needs to be splintered into thousands of pieces by the antitrust enforcers. And likewise, there are many other cartels, including the banking cartel known as the Federal Reserve, that need to be abolished and split up into many, many smaller pieces. Now, some libertarians say, well, you're for big government. You're for a strong antitrust division in the Justice Department. Well, yeah, sure, I am. call me what you want, but you can't have a free enterprise system without free competition.
Yeah, I think the best analogy is you have an impartial referee on the sidelines making sure that the rules of competition are the same for everyone and that they're strictly followed, or do you have the absence of a referee but instead an active government who tackles one team on the field and plays favorites while leaving the other team unscathed so they can have the scales tilted in their direction?
Well, exactly. It's as if the New York Yankees, you know, had 10 times as much money as every other baseball team, and they bought and paid for the umpires. You know, what kind of deal with that? And then they got to rig the draft so that they got all the best players. I mean, what kind of baseball would you have then? Well, that's exactly how it works in most of our economic sectors. We don't have free competition. What we have is a bunch of cartels and monopolies which bribe and buy off the government to make their work even easier.
And you see it in our communities, even at the local level. You drive through one town in the United States today, and it looks like any other town. I was once in a fog, riding in a bus, and we stopped at a city, and the fog was so thick I couldn't see the sign of where we were getting off. But it didn't matter because it just looked like any other place. You know, there's your Walmart, there's your Lowe's, there's your McDonald's. And even at the local level, you know, you'll have the only drugstore in town will be Walgreens or in the whole region of the state. You go to little old Mexico and you have actual competition amongst all sorts of little pharmacies and things like that. The United States, even regionally, let alone nationally, is just sort of a hodgepodge of dominant interests that don't really earn their way in the market and don't really get there by way of excellence, but by way of simply colluding with government and establishing a guaranteed market.
Exactly.
They don't. It's not merit. I mean, the last thing in the world it is merit. I mean, maybe a little bit of that plays a small part, but yeah, this is a very interesting angle to go at. I think we have a break coming up here. We'll keep right on going. And our guest today is Kevin Barrett, ladies and gentlemen, 3rd District candidate for U.S. Congress in Wisconsin. We'll be right back after these messages on When Worlds Collide. Stay tuned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
And now we return to One Worlds Collide here on RBN. Our guest today is Kevin Barrett, Wisconsin Libertarian, U.S. Congressional candidate. And he was saying before the break that a couple of things that distinguish him from his opponent and also from traditional libertarianism are his views that antitrust laws are both worthy and necessary and need to be properly enforced. And a couple areas that he would do that are media and banking.
And even more important, Mark, the military-industrial complex, it's become a monster that's sucking our nation dry, and we need to splinter it into 1,000 pieces, too, and ramp down our military to defend our borders, not try to take over the world.
Interesting. And while you're on that, we're in a short segment right now. What is a very easy-to-identify little part of the military-industrial complex that you would like to see cut down to size, perhaps eliminated? There are always agencies that are unnecessary. What might be one aspect of that?
Well, I agree with Ron Paul. We need to shut down every single one of the more than 750 military bases. Those are the major ones. We have thousands of minor ones. We need to shut them all down, every base that we have in a foreign country, all 700-plus of them. And we need, you know, they're in more than 130 foreign countries. We're occupying 130 countries with these bases. Shut it all down. Bring all those guys home. Put them to work doing something useful here, such as rebuilding our infrastructure to get ready for the energy crunch that's coming, rebuilding our railroads, fixing our bridges and dams and highways. These are things that we need to get done. We don't need to conquer the world. The world can get along just fine without us.
Interesting. What I see there is you wouldn't have to have brigades of citizen laborers like Mao Zedong tried.
No.
You'd have the military performing sort of a Army Corps of Engineers approach, which is a proper, I think, and reasonable way to use these publicly paid citizen soldiers to do worthwhile work. It certainly doesn't have to just be done by prisoners out of our penitentiaries, although they might, you know, continue to make license plates. Who knows what they do? They probably even outsource that anymore. But anyway,
well, you know, Mark, I wouldn't use the military to do this, at least not for very long. I would want the people in the military to be retrained and to get real jobs doing something useful, such as rebuilding the bridges, dams, and highways.
Yes, yes. It's instead of blowing up and rebuilding bridges, dams, and highways in other countries.
Exactly.
Interesting. So 700-plus bases in 130-some countries, and that is, of course, a very big part of what is commonly called the military-industrial complex. I would mention, too, on your antitrust note, that I've had other guests on my show that have talked of other areas of antitrust, which I'll go into more after the break. But I will mention before the break briefly that a media reform conference in Wisconsin was very interesting that my wife and I attended for American Free Press. I didn't agree with everything, but I did note that the FCC was represented there, and there were calls for the FCC to take a more active role. So I am pretty familiar with that, and I think that that's true. When you have a minority number of power brokers, families, and moguls owning more and more TV, radio, newspaper, often all of those things all at once, you have such a narrow range of views here that the U.S. has actually been accused, the U.S. media has been accused of being even less truthful and less, you might say, varied in its reports than Pravda in the Soviet Union. Pravda has been compared very favorably to the U.S. media, which speaks volumes for just how controlled the flow of information here is in this country. Now, on that note, how's the local press treating you in your area of Wisconsin?
Well, there's been some good news and some no news. There really hasn't been a whole lot of bad news.
Good or nothing. Well, I guess
good or nothing,
that,
yeah. Right, right. That's, you know, I haven't had the kind of attack pieces that were so common 2 years ago when I was being hounded out of a professor's job at the University of Wisconsin by the likes of Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and 61 neocon state legislators. At that time, it was all attacks. And now I'm getting a lot of very friendly articles. The Capital Times in Madison has published a couple of really extraordinarily kind and in-depth articles about me. And then there was just a pretty good one about the Libertarian primary in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which is the big monopoly media outlet in Wisconsin. So that was kind of a miracle that it was a decent article.
And the one in the Sentinel, what was it about exactly?
It was covering my race against Ben Olson in the Libertarian primary.
It didn't talk much about Mr. Kind, probably except mentioning him by name, that he's the incumbent. I'm assuming that's how it went.
Well, I think it did mention that I was coming after Kind for his lying and supporting the war. It touched on that, and it touched on my 9/11 views, but it kind of focused on the fact that Ben Olson is running against me not because of my 9/11 views, but because he disagrees with, you know, a couple of my positions that he thinks are not party line libertarian enough.
Oh, so Ben Olson, what can be said about him, if anything, is that he's much more your straight ahead libertarian, where I think they make the mistake, as we've touched on with antitrust, that all government involvement in any area of society they think is pretty much wrong or misguided. Where I think the reality is that we don't just have over-regulation, but we have sort of a misregulation. In other words, the U.S. government regulates what it shouldn't and doesn't regulate what it should.
Exactly.
And we have a break coming up here. We have Mr. Kevin Barrett, and he's our guest today for the rest of the show until 1 Central, 2 Eastern. Stay tuned here on When Worlds Collide and RBN. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device.
that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we have to take care of a little housekeeping here. I urge all listeners to consider the Republic Trading Group, where you can buy precious metals, gold and silver. Online, it's republictradinggroup.com. That's republictradinggroup.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. And you can, in these difficult financial times, get some very good investments on gold and silver. Tell them Mark Anderson of RBN on When Worlds Collide sent you. That's Mark Anderson. When you talk to the broker, mention me by name. That's the Republic Trading Group. Now we continue with today's guest, congressional candidate in Wisconsin, Kevin Barrett. He's told us some interesting things about himself, that he has a Ph.D. This is his first time running for public office. He finally got disgusted enough to do so. I think we all feel that urge coming on, maybe in different ways. He's a little different than your stock libertarian in that he believes in antitrust laws properly enforced for the right reasons. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. A lot more can be discussed about that. And I've had other people on here talk about that aspect of society coming from different angles. Now, Kevin, before we go to a caller, what's the outlook now? How rigorously are you campaigning? Are you going out every day as time permits? What's the climate like for you?
Well, I'm heading out of the house and racking up a lot of miles, more days than not, that's for sure. Boy, there's just, you know, there's so much to keep doing when you're running for office. I'm also trying to focus on getting some media coverage. I think we have a real potential for unusual media coverage in this race. You know, the world's first libertarian congressional primary, as far as we know. And then we have the incumbent, Ron Kind, having agreed to debate me, his third-party challenger, rather than his major party challenger, the Republican. So that's all really interesting and exciting. I've put a fair amount of effort into trying to alert the media, sending out a series of three snail mailings to every media outlet in the state.
Not to interrupt, let me just interject. Mr. Kind also has a Republican primary challenger. Somebody's trying to get the nomination in his party.
No. He's a Democrat. He's a pro-war Democrat. He's a neocon Democrat.
Pardon me. The two parties, dominant parties, are so much alike, they're interchangeable in my mind. It's like a donkey with an elephant trunk or an elephant with a donkey tail or something like that. In other words, does he have a primary challenger in his own party? Let me get this straight.
No, he doesn't. He has the Democratic nomination locked up, unchallenged.
Okay,
and there's a Republican.
That much is done.
Right. There's one Republican also who also has that nomination locked up. His name is Paul Stark, and he is an extremist neocon theocrat. He's one of these people who wants to, you know, have the country be a religious state, extremist, crusader type. That's enough said as far as I'm concerned about him. And then we have two of us competing for the Libertarian primary. So that's really interesting.
Interesting. Just real quick, what's that Republican's name again?
His name is Paul Stark.
Okay, enough said. And, okay, we now have a caller, Dave from Massachusetts. You with us, Dave? Do you have a question or comment for our guest today?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mark. Hi, Mr. Barrett.
Hey, hi. How's it going?
Pretty good. You sound like a fine gentleman.
Well, thank you. You sound gentlemanly yourself.
Yeah, thank you. you know what? The reason I'm calling in, Mark, is... I've been kind of, but I hope it's relevant to the show and you find the call interesting or whatever, but, it's not really about local politics, but, I heard like the Nazi mantra, and, I've been confronting, lately this doctrine of Nazi America and the Nazi New World Order.
Uh-huh.
I heard Mr. Barrett use the term Nazi, Bush's Nazi-like attack. Over there, I guess he's referring to Iraq and Afghanistan, but, these terms are just thrown around, Mark, but, if you really stop and think about it and you compare Bush and Hitler and Nazi Germany and Bush and Bush's America, Hitler didn't go over to the other side of the world, on the opposite side of the world, and like attack a couple of sovereign nations on the exact opposite side of the globe. His first military confrontations were on border areas with Germany, historically disputed areas, right on Germany's borders. If Bush was going to be Hitler-esque and Nazi-like, he'd actually maybe put some tanks and a military presence down on the Mexican border. So people are using these terms and so on, but I don't see how Bush is Nazi-like attacking a couple of sovereign nations on the other side of the globe.
Let me stop you there and let Kevin kind of address maybe the border issue to tie what you're saying into today's discussion, and then I'll let you continue after that, Dave. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I would compare the Bush regime to the Nazis in a couple of respects. First, the Nazis came to power through a false flag operation, the Reichstag fire, which was almost certainly set by they themselves, and they also launched World War II with Operation Himmler, which was also a false flag attack. They pretended that they were attacked by the Polish troops, and in fact what they did was dress up a bunch of prisoners, German prisoners, shoot them and throw the bodies around and, claim that it was they were killed by the Poles. So they're a false flag regime. And Bush, his regime was behind the 9/11 false flag attack, which threw out our liberties, just as the Reichstag fire brought in the Enabling Act. The 9/11 Reichstag fire brought in the Patriot Act. And then as far as the invading other countries, actually, I kind of agree with you there, Dave. I think actually that Bush has in some ways been worse. But Hitler was, he didn't just invade those areas with heavy German populations on his borders. He kept right on going. And then after World War II, at the Nuremberg trials, the Nazis were convicted of the supreme war crime of aggression. Now, regardless of how guilty you think they really were, that's a fact. They were convicted of that. And people have respected this taboo on the supreme war crime of aggression ever since then, until Bush's invasion of Afghanistan. Before that, there was always some sort of pretext of being invited in when any major power went and invaded another country. And it didn't happen that much. We've avoided World War III all these years because of this taboo on the supreme war crime of aggression, which is the crime for which the Nazis were hanged at Nuremberg. They weren't hanged for genocide. They were hanged for aggression. Well, Bush has just broken that taboo. He's just blatantly committed the supreme vile war crime of aggression. And so when I use that Nazi comparison, there's definitely some basis in facts, but it's also rhetorical. I mean, let's face it, most people have been conditioned to believe the Nazis are the ultimate embodiment of evil, and I think the Bush regime does fit that glove pretty well.
Yeah, you know, I see what you're saying, Mr. Barrett, but, you know, like take these the so-called false flag operation of 9/11. Now, you know, like the Reichstag, of course, was blamed on the communists, and like experts like Michael Collins Piper believed that it really was the communists that burnt the Reichstag.
Well, Marius van der Lubbe was he was kind of a retarded guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, supposedly he was retarded. But you know what's interesting? Bush was supposed to be this Nazi fascist. Though, isn't it interesting that if Bush is a Nazi fascist, if he's a fascist and everything, you hear this word fascist all the time too, how come they blamed 9/11, the false flag operation, on the fascists?
Well, that's just a bunch of garbage. This whole Islamo-fascist thing is a bunch of garbage. There's no ethnic or religious group in the world that is further away from being fascist than Muslims are. They're just turning reality on its head. Black is white, you know, truth is lies, freedom is ignorant, freedom is ignorance, or ignorance is strength, you know, that's Orwellian stuff.
That's very good, Mr. Barrett. I like that answer. There's nothing fascist about the Muslims, about Islam. You know, but I think people are getting confused because, you know, I think this multinational corporatism and everything, you know, it's called fascism and everything. But really, this version, this brand of multinational fascism, to me, it's really almost just what our fathers and grandfathers used to just refer to as communism. And I think what's going on in America here with Chertoff, And the communist Yevgeny Primakov and the communist Marcus Wolf from the East German Stasi, I think people are off target characterizing America as Nazi America and the Nazi New World Order. I tend to think of it more in terms of what our fathers and grandfathers used to refer to as the communist takeover of America.
Well, I think there's some truth to that. You know, ultimately, when you get down to it, when you have one party sort of running the whole country and bringing all the industries under its control and militarizing the country and going out and, you know, invading other countries, it doesn't, you know, you could call it communism, you could call it fascism, but it's really about really big government getting nasty and, you know, building up a huge military and training the cops to abuse people. You know, that happened under communists, it happened under fascists, it happened to some extent under Nazis, and I think it's happening today in the USA.
Yeah, like another example. It's funny you mentioned that too, Mr. Barrett, because that's another example, kind of a pet peeve of mine. Like, you know, there's certain patriots that are doing great work confronting the ADL and everything, but then they'll send out emails and everything, for example, and they'll say, they'll urge you to call the Gestapo in Champaign, Illinois, and, you know, call the Gestapo and read them the Riot Act about persecuting through prosecution Brett Van Aslin for hate crimes. But, you know, the truth of the matter is this ADL and these hate crimes and these prosecutors, they're not the Gestapo. They're not Germans. They're not German Nazi Gestapo or anything. They're Jewish prosecutors. So why say the Gestapo isn't out in Champaign, Illinois, prosecuting Brett Van Aslin? It's a Jewish prosecutor. I think her name is Julia Reitz, R-I-E-T-Z. So Don't call the Gestapo out in Champaign, Illinois, because the Gestapo aren't there. If the Gestapo was in Champaign, Illinois, you can just bet that Brett Van Asselin wouldn't be brought up on hate charges for pushing an aggressive homosexual, militant homosexual out of his face. But call the Jewish prosecutor. Don't call the Gestapo. I think people get off target with all this Hitler and Bush's Hitler and America's Nazi America and the Nazi New World Order and the Gestapo and all this stuff. I think we get off. I wouldn't be. I'm no expert on this stuff, Mr. Barrett, but I almost think that the reason Hitler was all upset that he was actually trying to fight this. This great super Satan's global super state. That might be too much for you to think about or for people to think about, but could it be that Hitler was maybe ahead of his time and he actually saw this great super Satan global super state on the horizon, this communistic global super state and everything, and he was trying to resist it.
I would interject that I've heard that theory before, and I think it's like any honest journalist or historian or scholar, we always need to keep somewhat of an open mind and consider all possibilities. And I will mention, just because it's irresistible here, that there is the Robert Jackson Conference for the Prosecution of High-Level U.S. War Crimes coming up September 13 and 14 in Andover, Massachusetts. Vincent Bugliosi will be there, who wrote the book with the very jarring title, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, a very bold thing for Mr. Bugliosi, the Charles Manson prosecutor, to write. But the thinking along the lines of a tribunal for Bush administration officials for aggression, for war crimes, for eroding the prohibitions against torture is actually in the works. I don't know if you knew about that one, Kevin. Perhaps you did.
Yes, I had heard about that, and I strongly support that. The sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, we need an objective, reasoned look at all these things. And, maybe some of these concepts that our caller is talking about today can be sorted out a little more. There is a lot of confusion out there. On that note, Kevin, when you're running for Congress, do you have people misinterpreting what you're saying, like especially in 9/11, or are they ready to hear other views on 9/11 besides the official story?
Well, as always, Mark, some are willing to hear and some are not. But a surprising number are. When I was out collecting signatures, I got 1,600 signatures personally. 1,500 personally. And I don't think anybody who recognized me really refused to sign. Just, all sorts of people who recognized me did go ahead and sign. And some of them were very positive about it. And I got into a few arguments. But no, I think people are more and more ready to hear this. Especially now that the anthrax attacks have been officially declared a false flag frame-up inside job designed to blame Muslims. They've admitted that. The guy that they're blaming for the anthrax attacks, Bruce Ivins, he wasn't a Muslim. And whoever sent these anthrax letters wrote, death to America, death to Israel, Allah is great. The envelopes and dated these things on September 11th, 2001. So, this is obviously being admitted to be a false flag inside job blame the Muslims. And once they've admitted that, how much further is it, is it going to be before they admit the same thing about 9/11?
Yeah, it's a pretty transparent thing. Somebody getting out their little Crayola crayon set and writing something so obviously intended to create a false impression or a frame up.
Mark, it would have worked. It definitely would have worked, except that the FBI, the first FBI team that got called in to investigate anthrax, they were leaned on by the Bush administration to say that it was Al-Qaeda. And they said, what are you talking about? This is like hyper-weaponized anthrax. You're telling us Al-Qaeda has that? Come on. And so it was back to the drawing board. They finally fired that bunch of FBI agents and brought in a whole new team that was more malleable. But they
really
would have blamed it on Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, this is mentioned in the current American Free Press, ladies and gentlemen, issue number 34. You can check it out by calling 888-699-NEWS or go to AmericanFreePress.net to read the current August 25th, issue 34 edition, where we have an article about what our guest is talking about and lots of other issues. The anthrax letters, of course, are a major story in that current edition. We also have an infomercial on the Bush War Tribunal coming up in Andover, Massachusetts next month, September 13, 14. Well, Kevin, before we go into the break, what do you feel? Well, we do have the break coming upon us. There's the music. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks, Dave from Massachusetts, for calling. Stay tuned here on RBN for When Worlds Collide. We'll return shortly.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Welcome back to the show here on One World Collide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been talking with congressional candidate from Wisconsin, Mr. Kevin Barrett, Ph.D., and he's told us about the issues that he thinks are important. We've taken a caller. We've went over a number of things, including antitrust laws that our guest believes are important that are not really traditionally libertarian, but many would agree, I believe, that the nation that we live in suffers not just from overregulation, but from misplaced regulation, where certain things that government ought to do, it does not do, and things that it does not do, it does. And, of course, another area is money. The U.S. could issue its own money directly without printing it for the Federal Reserve and giving it to the Fed at cents on the dollar, and then having the Fed loan it back to us at exorbitant, incredibly high interest, transgenerational interest, compounding in incredible amounts. Do you have anything on monetary policy, Kevin? Do you go there very much?
Sure.
I guess you could say that the Federal Reserve System is perhaps the most gigantic trust on earth. At least that's the way Charles Lindbergh's father, a congressman, once described it. When the Federal Reserve Act was about to pass, he said this will create the most gigantic trust on earth. What do you think about that issue? We have, of course, a break at the top of the hour, and we can continue after that, but good a time as any. What do you think about that personally or as a candidate, you know, that kind of thing?
Well, I support Ron Paul's call to abolish the Federal Reserve, and that's one of the key issues on my issues page. People can go there. It's at barrettforcongress.us, that's Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, for congress.us, and then you'll see a link to the issues page, or you could just type in issues.htm, and you'll see that that's one of my issues, is abolishing the Fed and having the government print its own money and get out from under that usurious racket that the Federal Reserve has been running for generations, as you say. It's the ultimate cartel, the ultimate monopoly. You know, monopolizing money is the next thing to monopolizing the air we breathe, because every other commodity has to be traded and mediated through money. You know, think about it. Somebody gets a monopoly on a world's money supply, they rule the world. And that's, of course, what these bankers are trying to accomplish with their New World Order takeover. And I'm standing up and calling them out and trying to get in their way as much as I can.
Very interesting. That's a bold move, but a very necessary one. I think many would agree, and listeners who aren't familiar with these issues, I urge you to consider this, that the U.S. can print its own money directly. It need not print it on behalf of a private, unaccountable central bank, hand it over to that bank for mere pennies on the dollar, regardless of the denomination of the note, and then have that bank loan it back to us in exchange for government bonds. I believe that's how it works. But I also know for sure that it's not supposed to work that way, and that U.S. Treasury currency rather than Federal Reserve notes, some even say that the very word note suggests a debt instrument, is the way to go, the U.S. currency, that is. And so it's certainly reassuring to see you thinking that way. So you would essentially cut the Fed out of the deal. The U.S. would print its own notes. Do you believe in a gold standard, or... Some say that there's an equilibrium that can be reached with the money supply as long as they're U.S. notes. And we'll go into that after these breaks at the top of the hour. We'll return soon with When Worlds Collide here on RBN. Stay tuned.
Gold has been...